anything special?
Well, we call them the side room, off from the house.
A side room?
Yeah, from the house.
Why were they built away from the house, do you suppose?
Well, back in those times back there, they never did. Well, now that there are some carpenters, they told me, now I don't know, some carpenters wasn't used to or couldn't cut or fit in a shed room onto that dwelling room. Mm-hmm. And so they just built that dwelling room and then put another little room outside there where they could put it up and cover it.
Because they could
build a full wall room, but they couldn't shed in to give it the dream off of that top of that this room down that way like it should be. Cause a leak inside of the roof. They way back yonder, they cut that off, just made just a one room, and then put that room out back what I call the kitchen. And the kitchen and dining room too all together.
I see. So that was and you just ran back and forth with the food.
That's right.
When you were bringing it in.
Bring. If it was raining, you'd have to wait.
If it was raining, you ran fast.
That's right.
Maybe that's why people had a lot of children in those days, yeah. So they could get the meals on the table in a hurry. Yeah.
And then they had a place out there where we stored all our food stuff like syrup and meat and flour and meal, a place called Smokehouse.
Smokehouse. This was a separate place.
Separate
for the kitchen.
Place. Separate place out there that if you didn't have the lumber to build it, we went folks back yonder, built them out of log. Had a log house out there, and they built that smokehouse out there, and covered there with the boards, and down in the ground there, they built a little trench. And then that's what, when we killed our hogs, we hung the meat up there and put that fire down on the dam, smoked that meat.
Did you store the things, you know, your flour and meal and things in the same smokehouse?
Same smokehouse. They had on one side of that house, they'd have a little chef about this tall run from one side of that to that smokehouse across there. Well, your flour, well, back in my time there, we had bales of flour and half of that in wood. Didn't have sacks much back there until later on. When you got your bale of flour, or your half a bale of flour, we went to mill, but you had a bale that you put your meal in, and then you grind your chop for your chickens. You had some to put them in. All of that stayed there, and then on the back side of that was a big box about that long and about that tall. Now when you kill your meat, you preserve it in that box.
I see. You said you grind your what for your chickens?
Grind chops.
What's chops? I know, I've never heard that before.
it's corn. It's corn, grains of corn, but it's cut up. Then the chop. Let me watch it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're talking about that you kept your foodstuffs in the smokehouse. Mm-hmm. In some houses now, they have a little room in the kitchen, just like